Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome. I'm in company of Bobby Cannavale and John Turturro, actor and director of The Jesus Rolls, screening at the 14th Rome Film Fest as the pre-opening.
Sometimes when, even if I'm watching a film about adults, I perceive them, as in this case, as a coming-of-age film, in a way, because you become an adult when there's freedom that you have to handle, in a way.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think that this is the case?
I think it's perfect.
Good reading,
That's perfect. It's people who never grew up, you know, and a lot of people never grow up. And they do make some progress, you know, led by Marie, because they try. So... yes, I think you completely understand the film.
It's hard to have wonderment and discovery when you're already an adult, when you already have accepted the fact that you're an adult and that you're responsible. You know, we're responsible to our jobs, we're responsible to our spouses, to our kids. And so, like, I think that it's easy to lose that sense of wonderment and discovery because we have to be adults. And I don't think these guys are there. I think these guys are still... they have a childlike sort of innocence about themselves that allows them to stay very much in the moment.
I think it's important in our lives to maintain some of that because you can become jaded very fast. And I would only direct a movie where I feel like, you know, I'm pushing it a little bit, you know, so I'm not so comfortable that I haven't done it 20 times before, you know, and or tell that kind of story.
Would you also consider the film as a kind of a bromance?
Bromance? Well, there's a trio.
It's a trio, though, yes.
So I can't say it's a bromance. It's, you know. Also, I think there's...
It's a bromance until Marie shows up.
Yeah, but it's not a bromance because they both have... There's like... He's vulnerable, he's an orphan, then he meets my mother and he sees that I'm kind of a little, you know, in a vulnerable situation. So I like when you can flip it a little bit. So I think, you know, masculinity has to have the other side to it, you know. After all, we do have nipples, so, you know. So we were feminine at one time.
Yeah.
And then we, you know, right?
Yeah, right.
Since we're since we're talking about masculinity and femininity, I thought that was it in a way relieving for you and also transforming to walk with these characters and fighting stereotypes in a way, you know, as a sometimes Italians or Latin American men are forced to be cast in that. Macho stereotype. So in this way, this film is relieving.
I'm not attracted to... I like people who are masculine, who are comfortable in their masculinity, but macho, it brings out the worst in me. I don't like it.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that's... macho-ness is like a mask for something. I never trust it.
Right. It's a mask.
You know, it's like... It's a very purposeful tamping down of something that doesn't allow a person to express themselves fully.
That's right.
And
there's a lot of
as
fear.
Artists, I don't think there's any room for that. Not to really, really exploit all of yourself, I think, is doing yourself a disservice, at least as an artist.
Yeah.
I don't know about, like, walking through life. Maybe if I worked in a factory, I might have to rely more on that.
Right. You know, depends what your job is.
Depending
right.
on what your job is, yeah.
There's a lot to do with fear. Yeah. Fear is a big influence.
Would you say that freedom is what led both of you through this film? Like the key, the fil rouge, if you want to speak.
Yeah, yeah. I think free, when I did Romance and Cigarettes, that was my idea too, was that to try to get people to be free was so hard. So I did all these stupid acting exercises and things. But I realized that, you know, the amateur in us, what we do for really the love of it, if you can just touch on that occasionally, there's something, it's very tangible. Other people see it and they're like, whoa, what was that?
Yeah.
Because you're giving it away. You give it away.
Yeah.
So I like that.
What do you say?
Yeah, I agree. I'm just thinking about when we were rehearsing I remember the first day of rehearsal for Romance and Cigarettes, there was this big table and there was all these incredible actors. It was John and Kate Winslet and Jimmy Gandolfini and Christopher Walken and Steve Buscemi and Eddie Izzard and all these incredible actors and Mary Louise Parker, Susan Sarandon. And John said, all right, I want you to turn to the person next to you and just recite a line that's not yours from the script. And Jimmy stood up and he was like, what are we doing, fucking theater games? And he got really nervous. And Kate said, yeah, we're doing fucking theater games. Come on, let's go. And there was something about, he sat down, he picked a line, and I saw him like I'd never seen him before. They're like, he looked like a little boy. He picked a line that he really liked, and he said it. And he, I think it was one of Elaine Stritch's lines, and he said it, and it was incredible coming out of his mouth. And for a moment, you saw somebody that wasn't James Gandolfini. He was like this little boy. And that's the thing, right? Like when you can really, when this part of you that exists inside of you comes out and we get to see it for a moment, it's magic.
Right.
And
you have to create that environment to allow the actor to say, okay, I'm going to not just do my be professional. I'm going to do something I do in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Or my bathroom.
Yeah.
You know,
something very vulnerable that you don't share with other people.
Right.
That we all do.
Right.
And if you can get somebody to illuminate that, which John has the power to do because of his generosity and his non-judgmentalness, to get a room like that to do that is... Remember when Chris put a piece of paper on his head?
Yeah.
And it was like, what do you think if my wig looked like this?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just a piece of paper on his head. And we were like, what's he talking about? Yeah. But it was so...
We laughed a lot.
We laughed a lot, yeah.
Yeah, when people laugh... When you're allowed to laugh, and you know what I'm talking about on a set, you know then people can go the extra mile.
Yeah.
And if there's no laughter, even if it's a tragic film, you know, then you don't get to the unconscious. That's the idea.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that script that we made.
That's a good
Thank
story.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I love that.
And we've been talking to John Turturro and Bobby Cannavale, director and actor of The Jesus Rolls, screening at Rome Film Fest as the pre-opening of the 14th edition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.